Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your titles.
Hi, this is Lauren Campbell, I'm Director of Education at Strathmore.
And I'm Kathy Fink, I am the Co-Artistic Director with Marcy Marxer of UCFest at Strathmore, and one of the instructors and performers.
Great. Thanks, both of you, for joining us. We're talking the 13th annual UCFest. It's virtual again this time, and it will run Friday, August 13th through Tuesday, August 17th. I know we spoke before during the pandemic about, you know, how you'd sort of shifted it to virtual stuff, or I guess it was called Winter UCFest. But talk about the decision to, you know, stay virtual now, because, yeah, this pandemic's just not going away, is it?
Yeah. You know what? I know that I was hoping for in-person, but Kathy and I talked way back in the spring. And it just seemed like the safest option, given our student population. And then in the summer, we thought maybe we should have done in person, but now we're feeling really vindicated that we're sticking to virtual, and we've gotten great feedback of virtual, so we know it'll be really fun.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of things were sort of events were rushing back into it, and then the variant hit, and now things are who knows where we're going with this thing.
Right,
but thank you for doing so. It's good that it's virtual anyway. It works out. So explain how is this going to work? Let's say someone in our area wants to participate. How do they sign up? Where do they? How do they do it virtually?
Kathy, you want to speak to
sure.
that?
Well, it's pretty easy. You go to Strathmore.org/UCE, and all of our information is online. Detailed descriptions of the classes, how to register. We still have tuition assistance and scholarships. We know that some people are still either out of work or working less or don't have the same income. We are really dedicated to making this as accessible as possible. And we've also had students who have contributed extra to help make up for that. So step one is go to the website and check it out and register. Step two, then you'll get a welcome packet in email and you get yourself set up for Zoom, which most people already are. Make sure you've got a ukulele, tune it up, and then just join. We start with an orientation, which gives us an opportunity to introduce all of the instructors, and they are from all over the world. We've got instructors from all over the U.S., and we even have an instructor. We have two from Canada and one from Brazil. So we have an orientation, and then we dig into classes and jam sessions and concerts and open mics and all kinds of stuff Saturday morning. And I think because we've been doing this virtual world so long, and this is Strathmore's fourth virtual ukulele event, I feel like we've really gained a lot of comfort level and expertise in the big challenge of not only playing music and teaching music, but building a community in this awkward online world. And so, we're virtual, so the sky's the limit how many people we can have sign on up. When we're in person, you got to sign up pretty darn early because we're limited by how much space we have. But in the virtual world, you know, we've got all the space in the world. We don't want the classes to be gigantic, but they kind of spread out pretty well. And just so you know, we have classes for levels starting from what we call advanced beginner, people who can already play a few chords. They're not just picking up their ukulele for the very first time. They have a little uke experience and they're ready to make some big improvements. And then we go all the way up through advanced classes, and we have such a variety of classes. It's awesome.
Great. There's so much you said that I want to unpack, but let's start with you mentioned that they focus on the instructors. You mentioned that they're going to be, you know, streaming in from all over for these virtual classes. Who do we have? Run through some of the names.
We have a woman from Ottawa, Canada, named Diane Nalini, and Diane is a gorgeous jazz singer and a fabulous ukulele player who plays everything from jazz to bossa nova, and she's also teaching some vocal workshops, because although we're uke-centric, we teach some other skills as well that go along with the ukulele. And then from the other side of Canada, British Columbia, we've got Peter Luongo, and Peter is Formerly the head of the Langley Ukulele Ensemble. He's taught a lot of the world's best ukulele players, but he's a really finely tuned music educator. He brings a lot of fun into the session at the same time as he really knows how to break down the elements of learning and teaching into those manageable pieces. Then we go down to Austin, Texas, and we've got an awesome guy named Kevin Carroll. And Kevin brings to the table this year some Celtic ukulele, some rock and roll ukulele, and also African, Afrocentric rhythms and sounds on the ukulele. Then we go all the way down to Brazil, and there's a woman named Aline Kelly, who is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful player. And, you know, I'm going to say that the bonus of the online world is that we probably wouldn't have a budget to fly all of these people in, but in the virtual world, it is, it's an equalator, the equalizer. My partner, Marcy Marzer, is clearly one of the finest ukulele players and teachers in the country, and she plays every style that there is. And I'm also teaching, Kathy Fink. And then all the way from Hawaii, so I'm going back out west, some favorites of UkeFest, the Hula Honeys, Robin Newbull and Ginger Johnson. And Ginger teaches some awesome, she really unlocks the mystery to how you find different jazz chords on the ukulele. And Robin is teaching hula. We're going to have a virtual hula class, and she's a beautiful hula dancer. And when she's been in person at Strathmore, we've had some gorgeous classes with her. And you know, when you're online and you're holding your ukulele and you're staring at the screen and you're sitting still, getting into a hula class gives you a chance to put the uke down, hear some beautiful Hawaiian music, and move around a little bit. So did I miss anything, Lauren?
No, I think you got everybody.
All right, good.
Except yourself.
Well, I do play the ukulele, and I'm teaching the advanced beginners class, and I always love teaching that class, that opportunity to take people who know their three or six chords and can strum along and help them move to the next level. One of the things that's unique about our UkeFest is our policy is pretty much we're hoping that when you come in at a certain level, when you leave, you're a better player. And there's lots of instructors who do things like say, here's how you do it. I'm giving you the paperwork. Go home and practice. We actually work on the skills during class so that when the class is over, you can do some stuff on the ukulele that you couldn't do before. Or if it's vocals or if it's hula dancing or else a lot of song sharing. You know, we do a lot of jam sessions and song sharing, and they're a combination of community building and learning some new skills.
Great. Sounds like a great lineup there of instructors from all over. If you could run through, you know, chronologically how it all sort of unfolds Friday to Tuesday, like for instance, I see on the website, it says, 2 days of skill-based classes, 4 days of choice classes, jam session, open mic, faculty concert, you know what I mean? But I need it in your words so I can use it. So give me, sort of the rundown of day by day, sort of how this sort of builds up to the faculty concert.
Well, we're doing something this year that we did a couple of years ago, the last time we were live. The daytime of Friday is dedicated to a ukulele teacher training workshop and masterclass. What we found is with the continued popularity of the ukulele, more and more people want to teach. And people who are already teaching want to learn new tricks of the trade, want to learn new skills. And so we've dedicated the day on Friday to that ukulele teacher training and masterclass. It's with Peter Luongo and Kathy Fink and Marcy Marzer. You sign up separately for it, but there's a big discount if you're also signed up for the full weekend. And then starting Saturday morning, we have Saturday and Sunday each morning, we have 2 hour skill-based classes. People choose one class and one instructor that they're going to hang with for 4 hours over those 2 days, so that instructor gets to dig into the topic that they're teaching, everybody's ukes in hands. Let's try, let's learn about this. Let's give it a try. Let's play it together. Let's make sure that you have the information that you need to work on it. We record all of our classes. And if you attend UkeFest, you're going to get a link to go back and watch those classes again, which is a really wonderful, wonderful benefit because every once in a while, there's a tendency to want to teach just a little more than everybody can sort of digest at once, and we're teaching broad levels all at the same time. So it means that you don't miss something. It means that you can go back and restudy this or play along again. And then in the afternoons, we have these what we call choice classes. They're 1 hour one-offs, and they're all different topics. That's where the hula class comes in. That's where Marcy and I are teaching a sing-along class on songs of the Old West. I think Diane Nalini has a fabulous class on rocking your open mic. A lot of ukulele players attend open mics and perform, and they want to build their confidence. They want to build their performing skills, and Diane's great at that. So we have a huge variety of those classes. We have a student showcase on Monday night where people sign up for presenting a song that they want to sing. And we also have an instructor concert on Tuesday night that goes out live to Facebook.
Sounds great. And that, I guess that live concert will be a time for any family, friends, mentors to tune in and see how much you learned on the uke. Okay, great. So tell me about the instrument itself. What to you, obviously you love this instrument. What about the sound of a ukulele makes it stand out? Why do you love its sound more than any other instrument?
Well, you are talking to a multi-instrumentalist who loves the sound of lots of instruments. But I'll tell you what I think is special about the ukulele. The size, the portability, the beautiful sound, and the fact that it is one of the world's most social instruments. It is one of the few instruments where you can get total beginners and advanced players together in a big fat circle, and they will all have fun playing music together. It's also an instrument where you can strum two or three chords and have 500 songs, or if you want to dig in and become a virtuoso, you can play Bach on the ukulele. You can play rock and roll on the ukulele. You can play pop music on the ukulele. You can play, as Kevin will demonstrate, Celtic and African music. And so I think its versatility is really quite remarkable. And you add to that the portability. You can take your ukulele anywhere and everywhere. And, you know, I think that makes it extra fun.
I think you described it perfectly. Well, if our listeners don't happen to own one already, obviously you need a uke to be able to participate in the virtual uke fest. How do you suggest it, you know, at this late hour? The festival's this weekend. So where do you have anywhere in the DC area you suggest they maybe go pick one up really quick?
I would say that in this short time frame, your best bet is to support two of our sponsors, local music stores in DC, Middle C Music, and in Tacoma Park, Maryland, the House of Musical Traditions. And the reason why that's a great idea is that they have staff people who know ukuleles. All you have to do is walk in and say, here's my budget, what are my choices? And a great staff person is going to walk you through those choices, play those ukes so you can hear them, help you play them a little bit. And, you know, in the spirit of what's been going on in the last year and a half, I like supporting the real stores as well. But these stores have supported UkeFest for years. And they're also both stores that have supported the community with incredible programs. So take yourself over to Middle C Music or the House of Musical Traditions and find yourself the uke of your dreams at the budget of your availability.
Awesome. And speaking of budget, how much does the actual event, the fest, cost to participate? I know you say you're offering some financial assistance if it's necessary. So how much does it cost typically? And then, you know, how can they find out about the assistance?
So the cost for this year's virtual event is $225. And if that's, you know, as you can imagine, less than we typically have for our in-person event. It's a really great deal for the amount of instruction you get. Another note, you can get the recordings of every single class. They will be sent to all students and they're available for a year. So if you can't make a class, you can have access to that material for an entire year. And that's for $225. And then if you need assistance, you just email us at uke@strathmore.org and we will see what we can do to lessen that cost for you.
Great. Anything else we should cover before we hop off here?
I would just say that it's an amazing community. People are so friendly. It's really, really fun. And we hope that you'll join us.
The other thing I'll add is it's really become an all ages event. When I say all ages, we've had some kids as young as 8 or 9 who have become pretty good uke players. We've had some younger kids who play and sort of work along with their parents. It's not a children's camp per se, but we have had students as young as 8 or 9 and a few folks way up into their 90s. So y'all come.
Sounds good. Again, everyone, it's the 13th annual virtual Uke Fest hosted by Strathmore online from Friday, August 13th to Tuesday, August 17th. So head over to strathmore.org and register now. Hey, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you.